I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have broken clouds, 41 degrees. KSL's top story. After a few weeks on the job, Governor Spencer Cox says his top priority is getting the COVID vaccine to as many people as quickly as possible. But at a morning news conference, he announced he's holding off on releasing the second doses. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Now that the vaccines are here in Utah, Governor Cox says the next big step is to find out how to improve the flow of vaccines to everyone. One thing that slows it down is billing. Governor Cox says smaller health boards have no choice but to go through insurance companies.
We are working right now with the legislature to see if there is a way that we can cover that.
He also says he's pleased the federal government is looking for ways to increase the number of KN95 masks to the public.
Cloth masks work, but they don't work as well as the higher N95 or KN95 masks.
But he says there's not a lot of research on how effective the vaccine is without a second dose. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Big plans have been announced by the Biden administration on coronavirus, from vaccines to reopening schools. We get the details from Maria Chaleos, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, President Biden has just signed a burst of executive orders targeting the COVID pandemic. The president says his plan starts with an aggressive, safe, and effective vaccination campaign.
To meet our goal of administering 100 million shots in our first 100 days in office. We're on day one. This will be one of the greatest operational challenges our nation has ever undertaken, and I'm committed to getting it done. We're committed to getting it done.
The White House's chief medical advisor believes the president's promise of 100 million COVID vaccines in 100 days is achievable. But Dr. Anthony Fauci opened today's news briefing with words of warning about the new UK variant.
We shouldn't be lulled into complacency about that, because if you have a virus that is more transmissible, you're going to get more cases. When you get more cases, you're going to get more hospitalizations. And when you get more hospitalizations, you're ultimately going to get more deaths.
Fauci is urging Americans to continue to take safety precautions. President Biden yesterday killed the Keystone XL pipeline. Democrats praised the moves, but on the Senate floor today, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell accused him of killing jobs.
This was not the day one the American workers deserved. The new administration has also sketched out a massive proposal for blanket amnesty that would gut enforcement of American laws while creating huge new incentives for people to rush here illegally at the same time.
And counseling sessions for members of Congress continue 2 weeks after the Capitol was overrun by rioters. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the rioters did more than damage offices.
But I'm more concerned about the damage that they did to our staff, to our colleagues in the Congress.
She attended a counseling session with other lawmakers today focused on dealing with the trauma. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
President Biden is not that popular in Utah. A new Deseret News Hinckley Institute poll shows 52% of Utahns view him unfavorably. 45% have a favorable opinion. Hinckley Institute of Politics Director Jason Perry says President Biden's message of unity might help his numbers here.
He talked about unity. He said, and this is what is important about it, that his whole soul is in it. And I think that is what Utahns are going to look at.
The poll shows members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints have a dim view of the new president. 65% view him unfavorably. Senator Mike Lee is already taking issue with the Biden administration. This is about bear's ears in Grand Staircase Escalante. The new president's executive order to review the boundaries of the national monuments and probably restore their original size. Well, the senator tells Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry, this is anti-democratic and goes against what we stand for as a people.
These actions that he's got in mind with regard to use of the Antiquities Act and an expanded use of the Antiquities Act, really are incompatible with his idea of unity.
Senator Lee says the Antiquities Act is now being used by what he calls wealthy coastal elites to keep rural Americans from using public lands. There was an intense discussion on the campus of Dixie State this afternoon. It was about changing the school's name. A lot of the St. George community wants to keep the name, but KSL News Radio's Dan Bama says officials are sticking to their guns. The name has to go.
Dixie's director of marketing and communication says some students won't wear shirts or hats with the Dixie brand anymore because of racist connotations some people associate with the name. The president of the Faculty Senate says the name also gets in the way of professional conferences and research grants, but opponents of the change point to a study that shows 12-to-1 support in the community for keeping the Dixie name.
The Utah legislature gets the final say. They're expected to take up the issue in the current session. The Salt Lake School District says some emails from teachers describing the less-than-ideal return to in-person learning should have never gone out. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has more.
East High parent Emily McCormick got one of those emails.
It says, please be prepared for windows to be open and for it to be very cold inside. If the internet doesn't work, the Wi-Fi will be at its absolute push to its extreme. So if it doesn't work, we're sorry, but that's kind of on you because you decided to come.
Some letters had a form parents needed to answer, but spokeswoman Yandere Chatwin tells Dave Nujanovic,
those letters absolutely should not have gone out.
She says the board only voted to send kids back 48 hours ago.
Right now, we are in the process of serving families. We need to find out which kids are coming back.
Parents like McCormick, though, say the plan should already be in place. The board voted to send kids back 2 days a week. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 306. Ricky, what's going on the roads?
We've got a couple of problems downtown. PD on the scene at 8th South and West Temple with a crash there. Another accident called out at 5th South and 2nd West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Beep, 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 yeah.
Coming up, speaking of driving, the SUV you're going to want, but you're never going to get. My Minute of News is on the way next. Stay with us at KSL.
Baby, you can drive my car.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.